It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The issues.
Massively cut taxes for workers and small businesses.
The candidates.
This election right here is a fight for the future.
Vote. Then hear how your vote counts. Tuesday night at 9.
The Sky covers it.
The Election Station. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. Happy Halloween. And just a few days before the election, still a lot of important things on the ballot. And some of them you might not have a full understanding of. It's 8:06. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Special, special guest today. You know, Carl Zalek is a regular Marion County Commissioner on the show. We welcome Carl. But more importantly, we welcome his better half. Ann Zalek is with us. Good morning, Ann. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
It's good to be here. Pleasure to have you on the radio. I mean, we get to see out and about every once in a while and chat it up, but thanks for coming on the radio to explain the intricacies of Amendment 4 that people may not be aware of. They're kind of trying to pull a fast one here, aren't they?
They sure are. Listen, I just called a lifelong friend that lives here in Gainesville last night because I got to thinking maybe she's not clear on no on Amendment 4. And sure enough, she was confused. No on Amendment 4 keeps our current law, which keeps the exceptions the left has always been drumming for. We have life of the mother is an exception. We have rape and incest are exceptions. These are the ethics they said they wanted. So what's the problem, Bob?
The problem is they don't want to spell it out, but they want third trimester abortions. And they know that the vast majority, even Democrats, most Americans are not okay with that. Even those that are, you know, pro-choice or whatever you want to call it, they don't like the idea of third trimester. It makes everybody very uncomfortable.
And for me, for those abortion clinicians, it's follow the money, right? If they had to live by their own ethics that they espouse on this, then they can't profit from abortion. And that's really, I think, the problem they have.
Well, it's interesting you use the word clinicians, because in the vague language of this, not only does it open it up for third trimester abortions, but they talk about a healthcare provider, not necessarily a doctor. Well, you know, that doesn't
anybody.
Sound good.
That's just anybody. That's right.
Well, it could be like an LPN. No offense to anybody who's an LPN, but I don't know that you're surgically ready to
perform
that.
For a life and death
that.
Situation?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. I want the best care possible whenever it's life and death, and we don't get any guarantees from that. But our current law does guarantee that, and actually it gives families the right of civil suit if they botch the job. And I really think that's the problem they have with this law, is they don't want accountability.
Well, and when it comes to being a parent, and I know you have, what, 112 kids?
Just four beautiful, perfect children.
Awesome, awesome kids, awesome family. But the parents are giving up rights if they vote in the affirmative for this. It used to be, look, you have to have, under the current law, parental notification. That's how they're going to change it. Right now, it's consent. In other words, a parent has to say, it is okay for my daughter to undergo this.
The same procedure to give your child cough syrup at the school. They have to call you and get consent.
Yeah, but it's going to change if people vote for Amendment 4 to notification. Hey, your kid got an abortion today. They just have to notify. That's far different than consent.
And listen, that's going to come in the mail. And I throw out money that comes in the mail, right? I think it's junk. I don't open up everything that comes. So this could go uncaught. Some predator could be taking advantage of our children, and it goes uncaught because they're whisked away secretly for this abortion, and you throw away the mail.
the vague language, the parental consent goes away. It opens up third trimester. Healthcare provider performing this procedure versus a licensed doctor with expertise. These are all the reasons that I can think of, and you've covered the basis. Anything else you want to add to it?
If you just look at the words of what they're asking us to put in our Constitution, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion. That does, like you've said, Bob, it opens up Pandora's box. And that's communist law. Like, you want communism and health care? That's what we'll be getting unless we vote no on Amendment 4.
Vote no, Amendment 4. Well covered. Carl, let's get to you. A couple of sales taxes coming the way. One is for public schools. That's self-explanatory. Half-cent sales tax. It'll be on the ballot for Marion County folks. Yes or no. But I want to get to the penny sales tax because this is a renewal of what you have been doing. Explain.
Yeah, and so one of the great things that you and I have been debating and talking about for the last 8 years is the half-cent penny sales tax that we've had on the ballot. It's helped us repave so many roads over our entire community. It's equipped our sheriff with hundreds of new cars and the assets, buildings, evidence building, all the things, new helicopter, all of the things that have truly made law enforcement more practical and certainly helped our men on the ground, as well as fire trucks and ambulances, so that we are one of the better equipped communities in all of Florida when you call 911 for that emergency call. And so what we're asking and what we've put on the ballot is for you to consider renewing that sales tax so that we can do three things. First, we can continue to keep up our road infrastructure and we can support our public safety as well as our animal services public service projects. Those are the things that we need to know if you want to help with. And so that's what we're putting on the ballot and talking about. And that's kind of the debate you and I have had in the studio over the last few years.
Why do you think that a sales tax is the way to deal with this?
Well, first of all, instead of increasing impact fees, instead of increasing property tax fees and all of those things, I think a sales tax is just incredibly more fair. How I explain it when I'm talking to folks is, hey, listen, we respond to many calls that are on I-75 state roads around even surrounding counties
that don't necessarily involve people that live there.
Yeah. I mean, we've got 75,000 people traveling through our community on I-75 in those corridors every single day. There is bound to be backups and accidents and all those kind of things. And when we send our first responders before this sales tax, the only people paying for that response were the property taxpayers of Marion County. Today, with the sales tax enacted and hopefully with the renewal, what will happen is 30% of the sales tax will actually be paid for by those traveling through. It's a way more incredibly fair way to take care of those things. And we've talked about all the things that happen, right? We have people, unfortunately, that leave animals in our community. All these other pieces that happen, and we want to make sure we have the best public safety and hopefully the best transportation. We're planning new roads, but we need a mechanism to fund that. And I don't think property tax is the way to go.
You have to look at it from a resident's perspective. You say, okay, has the county government of Marion County been good stewards of our tax dollars? And in this case, you can clearly say, this is what we said we were going to do with the money. And literally, you can look at a list of all the capital improvements, the fire trucks that you purchased. The list is all there. It all adds up, making it completely transparent. Mm-hmm. And I think that's at least a step in the right direction to help explain to people why you're asking them to do this.
And you could definitely go to MarionSalesTax.org if you want to look at that, do a little more research on it. Our website has the exact list of every single thing we bought, whether it's a fire truck, a sheriff's deputy's vehicle, a road project, a repavement, every single
specific
thing. Yeah, this tax it doesn't get squandered with anything else. It doesn't get put into some other pot that you can't follow.
It's not a general fund thing.
Right, it's not a general fund thing, right, or a fees thing. It is, here's the pot of money that the citizens of Marion County have given us, and here's exactly how we've spent it, road project by road project, car by car, ambulance by ambulance, right? I mean, this is an incredible way that you can track and keep us right? We should be accountable for this. If you give us this opportunity to pay for infrastructure this way, we are a growing community. We hear the frustration of people as they're traveling through Marion County. We must do the job of building our infrastructure to handle the freedom that Governor DeSantis has said, hey, folks from all over the country, come here, live in the free state of Florida. Well, yes, the other end of that is now local governments like us, we have to figure out a way to pay for that.
And you could just increase property taxes as many places do. Alachua County. And also, look, you want to preserve these beautiful farmlands and stuff, too. So basically, you're limiting opportunities for property tax increase on those. If you developed them,
correct.
You're getting big money if you put all businesses in and stuff. But people that live in Marion County, they want to protect what they have there. It is something special. It's still going to continue to grow, but at least you're going to have a lot of control over what is going on all over the state of Florida. And with a sales tax, you're asking everybody to pay a little bit.
Correct.
And if I can, just from a family accounting kind of thing, at the end of every year, I look through our expenses and I ask myself, did this line item make my life better? And when I go, what's that website, honey?
Our website is MarionSalesTax.org.
Right. When I go there and I look at this list and I go, yes, that made my life better. That made my neighbor's life better. This is making our community better. And that's why I, believe it or not, support it. Tax.
Yeah, and which normally I know that, but Carl's not, he's not a big tax guy at all. In fact,
we're cutting property tax. We're cutting the millage rates. We're trying to make sure that all that happens. And because we want to, honestly, I honestly wish the legislature would give us a broadened aspect so that every dollar in sales tax we got, we could continue to reduce our millage rates. I think that would make Florida even better. Those are proposals, hopefully, that we're going to bring to the state legislature. But in this time, how do we want to fund our infrastructure? That is the question you have at the ballot this next week.
Fantastic stuff. Great information, Anne and Carl Zalek. Carl being a Marion County Commissioner. We appreciate your insights. In this case, your opinions, your advice. And I'm glad you both were able to make it into the studio.
What an
today.
Incredible Thank morning you. To be out here with you. We're excited about Election Day, and we're excited about the prosperity and the freedom that Florida has, and we're going to continue to make that an even better place to live.
Yeah.
Welcome to the horse capital of the world, y'all.
Yeah. Well, God bless Marion
America's
County.
America's going to be great again.
Yes. Yeah, from your lips to God's ears, we hope.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.